Hi, Thomas.
Hi, Stephanie.
You are a fire-breathing animal this morning.
That's too much of a sip.
Well, let's hear it. How are you?
You did ask me first, didn't you? That means I have to answer first, which is more work than asking first.
Lesson learned, huh? Okay, I was being very patient. Very, very patient. And you come up with eh?
Eh?
Oh, dear.
I did wait there to people who are not watching this live. I did pause for about a minute there to think.
By the way, you should go back and watch the recording.
Maybe
we'll put that somewhere special.
I should. Yikes. Don't promise that. Nobody needs to see that. Yeah, I cut that time out. If you're listening, I cut that time out. I left
a little
bit.
Thank you. I'm going to thank you on behalf of our listeners.
Oh, okay. You're welcome.
Oh, there's some inflection there.
Yeah, that's what I was going for. Well, I was going to say I was tired, but that's like...
Classic.
So classic. But also, I didn't get a lot of sleep last night. So I'm tired, but I also have this weird energy.
That seems to be the case. When we hop on here, you do seem to gather some energy for our time together, which I really appreciate.
I try because you know what? I've listened to us talk for many hours.
You have maybe more than anyone else.
I don't think that's a great point. Ooh. You don't listen so much.
I don't. No.
So I hear when I'm tired and that energy shows up. So I do try
to. Now I want to know how I sound and what's my like.
I don't want to brag. I don't want to make this a competition, but I sound more tired than you on average.
On average. That's pretty good. I mean, it's fairly early. So, although I have had over 2 cups of my hot beverage. So,
wow.
You know, I came prepared. I'm sorry. I'm taking over again.
Yeah, you are. Sick. I don't know. It's that combo of things. I'm both tired and not tired. So you're like, ugh. It's not a fun, but it's not like a sad, I can take a nap after this. But you had a timing thing today, and that's what's most important. So,
I mean, yes, thank you for getting up early so that we could do this.
I like being thanked at the beginning. It's gonna be some good. I don't like being thanked at the end so much. You know, I had to talk a lot to get
it
to.
It could go throughout. I mean, just wait.
Oh no.
Oh, it's good already. Okay, who knew?
So yeah, I'm just to add something else.
Something else.
For you to respond to. Not that you need anything to respond. As we just heard. it does feel, feels a bit like college.
What the heck does that mean? What is college? I don't know.
It feels like college when you have exam time and you are studying and you are
cramming, I believe. Cramming is a word they would put on that.
Cramming, studying for tests, and or panic writing. I don't know what the adjective is for that.
It sounds like a lot of not sleeping.
Yeah, and not for fun reasons.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a goal. You've got a deadline.
Get it done.
So I had a deadline this week that I'm still recovering from.
Mm-hmm.
A big day. And so this is like the essay that I had to turn in after the big test.
Mm.
I put all my energy into the big test. And now I'm like, yeah, I got to show up and just start writing. Like, this is an essay test. That was like, I had to test a bunch of knowledge. So you're just free flowing through it. Mm. And there's a holiday coming up. So you know that everything's going to turn off for a few days.
Mm.
And you're going to get to eat some seasonal food.
I'm ready for seasonal food.
So that's what it feels like, because this holiday was a thing that my school celebrated or honored or whatever. Mm-hmm. Just took off because everyone was going to leave anyways.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of what it feels like. You know, Stephanie, I achieved in college. So this is a feeling.
You are an achiever.
This is a feeling that I sort of like.
Yeah.
You agreed pretty fast to that.
Yeah.
I think I'm very goal-oriented. So I like setting a goal and then feeling that deadline and sprinting to the finish or whatever, and then taking a break.
Yes. So we're kind of similar in that way, and I'm not as extreme as you. Let's say that, but I do enjoy, you know, checking things off the old to-do list.
Yeah,
we know this. You do take it to the next level, though. You belong camping.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Intense.
Ironically enough, I'm thinking of the last time I went camping in a tent. I was not intense. I was the most chill person there, saying, hey, do we need to wake up at 5 a.m. to go do outside activities? We don't. We could sleep. We got here at 3 a.m. We could sleep until 9. This is a, gosh, that was a mess. That was a mess of a trip. When you're extreme, I suppose there's some people who are extreme in all things.
Mm-hmm.
They're just super intense all the time about everything. I'm super intense about things I really like.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is a thing that I sort of liked, but I didn't really like. And I was hanging out with people that really, really liked it.
Ooh.
And so
How did that feel, not being the most extreme?
When everybody's singing show tunes at you to wake up at 5 in the morning.
I bet that did not feel good.
Bad.
Show tunes. That's a choice.
From kids' movies.
Ooh.
I know. I know, very cold kids' movies. I think what was most uncomfortable about it was that I saw how intense I was when I was focused on a thing.
Oh, kind of the reflection.
Yeah. It's like, hey, I'm annoyed at these people for being so excited about this thing we're going to go do. It was rock climbing. We're all going rock climbing. And I like rock climbing, but not as much as other things. Not as much as other extreme sports. And so I was like, is this how crazy I am about the sports I like? It's cold, y'all. It's real cold. And it's early. We could sleep in. Why not?
That is funny because I know that you enjoy snowboarding.
I do.
And that seems like it would also be very cold.
Very cold, very early in the morning. I know. I can wake up for that. I cannot wake up for rock climbing. Just.
Yeah, it doesn't give you the same push.
It does not. So, college and waking up today, extreme, intense, here talking with you. Oh, wow. That is how that lands, doesn't it? Fuck. And you didn't even wait 2 minutes to do that at me.
I'm so fast.
We'll see what adjective I pull out of this when I write the description.
Oh, yes. Fun.
So many. but Stephanie, enough about me.
Yeah.
Yes. How are you this morning?
I feel like I need to get after the day. Not exactly sure what adjective to use there. But as you mentioned, it is a holiday week. And we happen to be traveling for the holiday. And so today is our last full day at home, which means there is a lot of preparation that needs to be done before leaving tomorrow. And, you know, at one point in my life, traveling was very simple, super simple. I just had to take myself, some clothes. I mean, the hardest thing was remembering the toothbrush, right? Now I have a family and kids that are not quite old enough to pack for themselves, to remember the toothbrushes, to ensure that they have weather appropriate attire. On top of making sure, like, they have comfort items and they'll have a place to sleep. Like, there's just many things that I need to remember and to actually pack amongst, like, trying to clean the house because I don't enjoy coming home to a dirty house. So after a week of travel and lots of fun family time, when I get home, I just want to crash on the couch and not feel like I need to do anything. So My mind is kind of going 100 miles per hour at the moment, trying to think of all the things to not forget and all the things I need to do today in order to feel successful for leaving tomorrow and enjoying the week. That's fun, right?
It's quite a list.
Oh, Thomas, the list, they never end. Never. I am looking forward to this week. We are going to a place we haven't been to since at least, I think it's been 6 years, maybe. So it's been a while, and I'm excited to get there and see people we like a whole lot and even see some new sights. Like, just see. It'll be my daughter's first time going to this place that, you know, we really enjoy. And so it's going to be a good time. And I'm just going to say this to remind myself, so hopefully it sinks in. If I forget anything, there are stores where we're going. We can buy stuff. It will be okay. It'll be okay. I'm also a little hungry. That's all.
I'm overwhelmed just processing that list.
Who knows if I even got to half of it? Who knows?
Half of it. Oh. It's a lot.
It is a lot.
It's a lot.
It is a lot.
Do you want to talk about a thing?
Yeah, yeah. Let's.
It's not that.
Let's
now.
Let's get there. I can distract myself for some time.
Yeah. Okay. I am switching gears in my head to now overthink quietly about what we're going to talk about.
Yes.
Stephanie, do you want to offer a topic first? Would you like to go second?
I want to go second.
You want to go second? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I mentioned that I had a big project or whatever this week. And so I'm going to use my telephone to use my mobile device. I'm going to use my mobile device to enter someplace. I'm going to phone it in.
Oh.
And use a topic that I...
Oh, no.
...pitched. Not that one. I'm not doing that one. I'm not doing that. I'm not... Okay? Breathe. I did check my secret topic list before we started recording. A few weeks ago, I talked about having a bunch of friends meet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And that felt like a wedding. And you recommended a movie to me, a rom-com, this 2 weekends ago. Was it this last weekend? It was last weekend.
Two.
Yeah. 2 weekends ago. Okay. Feels like a blur. That had to deal with a wedding.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Multiple
weddings. Yeah. You're right. And that had a bunch of people showing up. And it reminded me that I had this experience where I had to introduce a handful of friends. And it was very fun. And it was also, oh, this feels like what a wedding would feel like. I have not had a wedding. We've not had a big party where a bunch of people show up who don't know each other. So, I don't know. That could be fun to talk about. You've had one of those.
I have.
I've had a bunch of friends get introduced. There was less cake at my thing, but still feels somewhat similar. So that's my topic.
Introducing friends.
Yeah. Introducing good friends that I've never met before. Yeah.
All right. I have to go back to weird food combos. It might be because I'm hungry, but who knows? It's here.
The intensity with which you are staring at me right now suggests that weird food combos is the topic for today. I'm so excited.
It's the topic for today.
I admittedly, Stephanie, I had totally forgotten about weird food combos, so it's all rushing back.
I'm glad. I'm glad. Okay. Where should we start?
I think you're the chef writing the menu for this one.
Okay.
What was the thing that sparked it?
Yes, that's where that is the right place to start. The reason this got sparked for me is because I think I told my dear husband about something we would eat when I was growing up. And his reaction was basically, who would ever put that together? Like, why would you ever do that? Who thought that was a good idea? Wow, I can't believe you ate that. Basically, you know, some version of that. So then I started thinking, like, okay, there are weird food combos. I think anybody could have them, right? And of course, it has to do with what you've grown up with, what you like, your culinary philosophy, if you will.
Ooh. I will.
So, like, anything could be a weird combo, right? And I thought it might be fun to maybe throw stuff out to each other and see. Okay, how weird is it really? Do you want to go back and forth? Do you want to comment on the spark? Tell me what you'd like.
Yeah, let me start by commenting on the spark.
Of course.
I have been subject to Chris's judgment on a food combo.
I mean, probably me too, to be honest.
That's fair. I was saying that's fair only because you've had more time for Chris to comment on your food judgment.
Oh, I meant I've judged your food combos before.
Oh,
is that a surprise to you? I did not realize. Okay, just quick aside.
Hey, I'm gonna walk back my comment. Unfair, Stephanie. Unfair. Continue.
Quick aside. I did not realize until this moment all of the potentially weird food combos I've seen from you. I don't know why I didn't think of them at all. I was just trying to think of my own and maybe some others that just seem very mainstream or I don't know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Go on.
Oh, this I say as my voice now. Cracks. Okay. Well, let me wrap up.
Yeah.
Wrap up the first point. I have been judged for my food combo by Chris. I now learn that I've been judged by my food combos by you. I'm staring scared blankly into a mirror on my wall over top of where the camera is because I'm realizing how many of my food choices you have seen.
I'm sorry, there's a knock at my door. Can I help you?
Yeah.
What?
When are you going to come out?
Probably in about 30 to 40 minutes. Do you need to say hi real quick?
Yeah.
Say hi.
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 Wow, look at that bed head.
That's a good bed head.
Pretty good. Love you. Goodbye.
I'll miss you.
I'll miss you too. Where were we?
You have seen a lot of my food combos.
I have.
You've seen a lot of my food choices. This is unusual because we don't eat in the same place.
Yeah.
Ever? I think we've had three meals in the same
place. Sounds right.
Something we've talked about before on our New Year's Zolutions episodes has been trying to exercise and eat right. It's a classic thing.
Classic.
So,
how many times can I say classic on today's episode?
It's a classic episode. Classic episode. You pick the topic. It turns out to be about me doing something silly. Maybe that's not classic, but I feel now the center of attention. Have to explain it. Part of why Stephanie has opinions about my food choices is that I have been trying to eat more mindfully.
Mm-hmm.
And part of that is having an accountability partner.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's the cool term. But like, hey, if I have to take a photo of what I'm eating and send it to somebody who will judge me,
mm-hmm.
I take a second thought about that. Mm. Now, that doesn't always mean that I make great food choices, and I share my bad food choices.
You share it all.
Share it all. So Stephanie has seen a lot of what I eat. Stephanie, how often do you do that back to me?
Not as often.
Yeah. So I don't get to see as much of that.
Fair.
Yeah.
That's fair.
So that is why Stephanie knows what combos I eat, aside from the ones that I champion,
mm-hmm.
of which I am thinking of one.
Oh, please. Is it weird?
No, it's not weird. It's totally normal.
Okay. No, I don't care about those. I want the weird
stuff. You think it, I don't know if you think it's weird. Chris thinks it's weird.
What?
Yeah, I know.
Wait, which one is this?
It is pineapple on pizza.
Oh, yes, yes. You are correct. And this is a very, divisive?
That works.
Topic, opinion. Like,
yeah.
You either love it or you hate it, I feel like. Chris is definitely in the hate it. Also, I just have to say, it's kind of funny how much Chris is in this conversation already. He's not even here. Well, hopefully we're getting the things right. I love pineapple on pizza.
Interesting.
There have been some interesting pizza selections before.
Look, pizza's a challenge because you have cheese pizza, mm-hmm. and nobody's going to be offended at cheese pizza. Nobody's going to turn their nose up at cheese pizza.
True.
As soon as you start putting ingredients on it, now you've added...
People have opinions.
Exponential risk. Because you could have just had cheese. Yeah. It's not like you had to make a choice between pineapple and broccoli sausage.
Mm.
Two of which I have had.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, what is it with broccoli on the pizza? Like, I guess it's okay.
That's but a way you there was greens.
It is. Slather them in cheese.
Because what are the chances you're going to have cheese pizza and a side of broccoli?
Very rare.
Very rare. So if you put them together, you're covered, right?
Covered in something. Maybe shame. So every choice beyond you're going to eat pizza,
mm-hmm.
people have opinions over, and you could have just gone with cheese, and everybody would have been maybe bored, but that's the, that's the feeling.
Still pizza.
Yeah, still pizza. So that's the number one food combo that when you talked about this a couple weeks ago, I knew. Mm-hmm. I knew it was going to come up, and... lo and behold, it has arisen. Yeah.
Here it is.
Topic number one. So.
You're right. That did come to mind as well. Now, it's hard for me to really get to that being a weird food combo because I like it. And there's a very popular pizza that includes it.
Yeah.
So, a number of people have to like it as well. It can't just be me.
You know, you're right.
So, how weird is it? I don't know.
This is a great point, Stephanie. This is more of a... this is more of a team choice of food.
Mm.
There's a whole team of pizza. There's a whole team of... there's a whole team of pizza who like Hawaiian pizza. Yeah. This is the pizza we're talking about.
Yes.
So it has specifically canned meat and pineapple together, which is a great combo.
Canned meat?
Yes. I didn't use the
it's not,
actual...
That's not it, though.
No, that is what it is. It's the canned meat.
Okay, we're going to agree to disagree there.
Wait. It's not the canned meat that's named after... It's not the annoying email canned meat?
No. When you order a Hawaiian pizza, it is not that. It is... I'm just going to say it. It's Canadian bacon. It is
Stephanie,
not that tinned stuff.
Stephanie, have you ordered a Hawaiian pizza in Hawaii? You have been to Hawaii multiple times.
Multiple times. No, I have not ordered that. But
okay.
I can understand how it could be that. I get it. But for all of us on the mainland, when we order a Hawaiian pizza, it's Canadian bacon.
Yes, and that's wrong.
Oh, gosh.
This is what I'm saying. It's not the... they do that because people see the email canned meat, the annoying email canned meat, and they're like, I don't want to eat that.
So that is more of what we should be talking about versus pineapple.
Interesting. Well, okay.
Because so people are like, oh, no, I don't eat that.
Well, so.
And here's the thing. How many people have actually tried it?
This is so.
We are doing lots of hand gestures, people. We look like inflatable two men.
Pizza. quickly becoming our most divisive episode ever.
Who knew? Food. Of course, food.
Of course, food. I didn't eat the actual Hawaiian pizza until last year.
Yes, I remember this.
You remember? I think this is what started the, I mean, this is because you saw photos. Mm-hmm. I sent you photos.
Yeah.
And then I said something along the lines of, this is fucking delicious. Where yes. has this been all my life? Use that level of language yes. with this.
He was very enthusiastic about it. I will confirm.
So my dad made some pizza. I didn't choose this off the menu. My dad started making pizza at home. Yum.
Yum.
He said, I know you like a Hawaiian, Thomas. It's going to be authentic this time.
Sorry. Probably many types of Hawaiians you like. Your dad know you like Hawaiian.
Who doesn't? I would say.
Amen.
Who doesn't? He also said, hey, Thomas, you like a Hawaiian pizza.
There you go.
Well, I have a surprise for you. I'm making it authentic.
Ooh.
I was like, what? He's like, yes, the annoying email canned meat. This is how it's done. Because it does not make sense to ship Canadian bacon to Hawaii. That's hard and complex. It's easier to ship canned meat to Hawaii. There might even be a history of shipping food, efficient food, to Hawaii for reasons. So I had to try this for the first time. And that judgment you're talking about, how could somebody eat that?
Huge, right?
I thought that about this. I had never eaten this before. Maybe I had at a friend's house or something, but I didn't know. But I would never have chosen this on the menu. I don't know. You get served stuff.
Mystery
and you don't
meat. Yep.
Mystery. That's such an alliterative phrase that is so uncomfortable the more I think about it. You want to know where your meat came from.
Hawaiian mystery meat. Oh, this is getting good.
You want to know where your meat comes from. You want less mystery about it.
I was going to say sorry for saying that. No, I'm not sorry.
I just didn't expect. I didn't expect a pizza. to cause this spiral. There's plenty of things we could have talked about that caused this type of spiral. I just, kudos for a big pizza. We got there.
You're welcome.
That was a good hand motion too, everybody. That was like raising the roof / jazz hands together from Stephanie. Stephanie, I made that judgment.
Yes.
I made that judgment.
Many people have.
Yes.
I think I did too.
Yeah. Meanwhile, my dad has made pizza. I'm not turning down pizza.
Hell
it's
no.
Got pineapple on it because I would get pineapple and normally it would be ham, like you're talking about, a Canadian bacon, a thicker, but thin cut. Slice of meat. And
thick cut. Sorry. I can't stop. I'm just going to say one more. We were recently watching a culinary show. We enjoy a few of those. And each person is a contest. And so they were making a different, each person got a different type of protein to work with. One of them was the double cut pork chop, I believe. And for some reason, it just stuck out to Chris, like double cut. Sounded funny. And so he made our 5-year-old start saying double cut. It's gone on weeks now where he'll just be like, hey, say double cut. She'll go, double cut. So just adding that to the meat phrasing and securing that I'm reminded of this later, like in years when I don't remember that it happened. Just remember double cut.
It's been recorded.
Thank you. Okay.
One day you'll listen to an episode. It'll be this
Well,
one.
No, Chris will listen to it and he'll remind me.
Oh, that's even more efficient.
Yes.
I applaud. Not only thick, Stephanie, juicy.
Oh, wow.
So I have to try this thing for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not turning down pizza. I like pineapple on a pizza. My dad has been kind and made pizza. Homemade pizza. I'm eating it. Stephanie, it was so good.
Yeah.
It was so good. And what I realized is the ham could be higher quality, a higher quality ingredient for sure. It doesn't have to be, but it is considered a more close to the meat choice. You know where
not
that meat
mystery
came from.
Meat.
Meaningful meat. It's meaningful.
Real meat.
Majestic meat. I keep trying to come up with M words. They're not landing. I just want that alliteration. Mystery meat sounds so fun to say.
It is.
I'm going to spend too much time today trying to come up with that word. Majestic was not it. Meaningful was not it. Nope, it's not coming to me. We're letting it go. It was fucking delicious. And what I realized is the genius of this pizza is that the meat is a juicy rectangular block and the pineapple is a juicy rectangular block. And you have some... Are you okay? Are you okay? You're not okay. Her face is totally covered, y'all. She's trying to not laugh.
Just the descriptors here are.
It's a juicy rectangular block. I'm open to editing on this.
No, I get it. And I think at least when I hear you say that, it feels like you're getting to, like, it's all paired together well. It's balanced.
Mm,
you can
yes.
get.
Yes.
Multiple flavors.
Yes.
Like the right amount.
Yes.
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 I know where you're going, and the words sound funny. Probably not the first time. Okay.
Yeah, definitely not the first time. I think that's safe to say. I have two juicy rectangular blocks, two types of juicy rectangular blocks on this pizza. One of them, the annoying email can't meet.
Yeah.
Is a little bit salty.
Very salty, I would say.
And it's got a smooth texture.
Can get crispy, though.
Can get a little crispy on the edge. Mm, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
The pineapple, sweet.
Yes.
It's got a little bit more of a...
bite?
A thicker texture to it. It's got some acid in there.
Ooh.
It's a little acidic. Mm. Where has this pizza been all my life?
Hawaii.
Is what I'm saying. Yeah. Hawaii, where I've never been.
And would love to go. You got to get to Hawaii. I feel
so it was delicious. It converted me at first bite. That's what I'm saying. Instantly, I'm like, yes, I want traditional Hawaiian pizza at all times.
Yeah. Now. No more
just
Canadians.
Favorite pizza. Ugh. No. Who needs? So I was converted for this weird food by actually trying it.
Yeah.
Gasp.
Amazing.
Am I five?
Wow. Yeah. You have to try.
Yeah. So it went from a weird food combo to a not weird food combo.
Instantly.
In a bite.
Yeah.
In a bite. And that's what started this conversation, is I was emphatic about how delicious this was.
Mm-hmm.
And you reported back that Chris thought I was making a weird food choice.
That was prefaced on the pineapple, because Chris loves that canned meat.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I was not expecting that.
Oh, yeah. No, he's the one that got me into the canned meat.
Mm.
and yes, I'm not going to suggest this to you because I know you too well.
Mm.
But if you do that combo and then add jalapeno to it.
Ooh. I could see that's the
so
third.
So good. Spicy.
See that's the third thing. Ooh. Yeah.
I know you're not a big spice person. So. You could change, right? You changed a little.
Mm, I like it mild.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. This was a good start. And I feel like, let's try to throw out some other possible weird food combos.
Okay. A tease for next time when we talk about this for 2 hours.
Yeah, right. Okay, here was the one that Chris thought was really weird.
Mm. Okay. This is your childhood one.
Yeah, I grew up eating it. White rice.
White rice. Seems pretty standard.
Put a little butter on it.
Okay. I've never put that on the white rice before, but okay. Yeah.
And then sprinkle it with cinnamon sugar.
Huh.
I was like the side dish in many of my dinners.
Side dish.
Growing up. Yeah.
Side dish.
Yeah.
To like meat?
Yeah.
I didn't think it could get weirder, and then it got weirder.
Oh, so you agree. This is weird.
I mean, yeah, that's my reaction right now. Stephanie, that's kind of weird.
Okay. I can see the weird perspective on this.
Uh-huh.
And now that I've grown up, I've had many culinary experiences. Like when I lived in Spain, there's this dish. It's basically rice pudding.
Okay.
And you put cinnamon in it.
Sure.
And that was like, oh, great. Now, I will say that is a dessert.
Yeah.
So a little different, but I can see like the inspiration that my mom was going for. And I don't know, like I make up it's something she grew up with too. And so it just kind of like came through. Now, I will say I've never fed it to my family. Because now most of the time when we have rice, it's like with beans or with a nice sauce, maybe like some type of
part of the
curry.
It's part of the meal, part of the combined flavor.
Yeah, and so if you mix it with sweet stuff, it doesn't quite. It's not like pineapple. You can't like do that sweet savory thing. Like it's definitely two distinct things. You don't want to mix the meat with the cinnamon sugar rice. All right, so weird.
But you did from one bite to the other, but just not on the same plate.
Well, so this would be something my dad would say is like, it's all going to the same place. Why does it matter how you divide it up when you're like putting bites into your mouth? I can't remember specifically. I'm imagining that I ate one thing first, all of it, and then went and ate the other thing, all of it.
That's very organized of you.
Yeah, I can be like that sometimes. It's taken a while to like, maybe this is what happened. Now that I've grown up and, you know, have watched cooking shows and traveled and tasted many things, I realize there is a real art and, I don't know the word, but of being able to have a plate of food and being able to like grab a little bit of everything on that plate and take that bite. Like, I think the goal is to make it all work together, right? And so that being able to do that, that is, yeah, that's pretty fun. And not important to my family growing up, which I think is okay. I mean, you know, we always had a protein, a starch or carb, and a vegetable. Now, was that vegetable usually out of the freezer? Yes. But, you know, it was still there. Was it sometimes coated in some sort of cheese? Yes. Yes, it was. Still offered, you know? All right. So it's weird.
I keep thinking about it. What is brilliant about your topic is that I get to react and process to this in real time. And so now I feel bad about judging my initial thing because I'm thinking now about cinnamon toast, which is butter and cinnamon sugar on a starch that's warm.
Yeah.
So
I mean, here's the question.
It's still, my brain is still like crunching on it. Yeah.
The real question. Are you now interested enough to go and try this on your own?
I'll admit I'm curious.
Okay. I mean, Anne, you just got through talking about how you did try something that was weird and you were instantly converted.
Damn
now,
it, Stephanie.
I'm not going to claim that you're going to instantly convert on this one. I don't expect it. And what's the lesson? Try, right? What do you have to lose? You like rice?
I love rice.
You probably like cinnamon sugar.
Yeah, it's tasty.
Yeah. Yeah.
Butter.
If butter. Can't miss.
Can't miss.
Mm. Okay. Oh, I really hurt your brain, I think.
Yeah. 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 This is, I mean, I'm not only trying to process cinnamon sugar butter rice. I'm also trying to process me being consistent with trying a new thing. As you've pointed out, I have to try it.
Mm.
I have to try it now. I wanted to judge. I wanted to feel comfortable in that. Like, oh.
You can judge. And you have to try.
I know.
This is why I enjoy being friends with you. I think you are up for trying, I think. Yeah. Okay.
We'll see.
Do you have any other weird food combos that you want to, like, hit me with?
Admit, yeah.
It doesn't necessarily have to be something that you've done. But usually it's better if you have.
That I've done?
Well, if that you've tried. I don't know.
Oh.
Or that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm not. There's plenty of weird food combos that I've not tried.
Mm-hmm.
But I think this is not about the food. It's about having an experience that's different from someone else's and having it.
Oh, gosh.
Then interacting about that.
You're getting deep. Okay.
Except for the pineapple. That's just about the pineapple. It's hard because I'm imagining when Chris found out about your weird food combo,
mm-hmm.
you just sort of said it like it was normal.
It was.
Yeah, because for you it was normal.
It was.
And so I'm trying to say, okay, what thing
it's hard to reflect that.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So I'm trying to think. Of like something I actually put together. You know, it has to be a choice. It has to be something I seek out. It can't be like a stunt thing.
Yeah.
Like I've had chocolate shrimp, right?
Oh, I've never heard of that.
Well, that's when you go to the
real stink face.
Because when you go to the buffet, the fancy buffets, and they have the chocolate fountain and they've got the shrimp right there, you go all in.
Instead of cocktail sauce, you go chocolate shrimp. Never thought of doing that. Wow.
Shout out to
Lucas. That makes me never want to use one of those chocolate fountains again.
70, everything has been in that fountain. Everything.
You mean to tell me mystery meat has been in the fountain? Yikes. Oh, no.
Chocolate shrimp. This was said as a joke during a moment that I remember for a lot of reasons, but I just best friend from childhood, Lucas. Hi, Lucas. Maybe you'll listen to this one day. I still remember you making the joke about the chocolate shrimp sitting on a bench in DC, looking out over a garden, and just me laughing so hard. Then people walked by and were like, I want what you're having. Because it's like, yeah, the chocolate fountain is right there. You could dip anything from the buffet into the chocolate fountain. So I had an instance at home where I had some chocolate and some shrimp, and I put it on.
Oh, you did this in the comfort of your home.
In my own home, and I took
a photo
of
it.
And it's weird.
Yeah.
Stephanie, it was weird. Okay, I don't know.
I'm not going to try that.
Yeah. No, don't do it. But that's a stunt.
Okay.
That's
okay,
me being silly.
So what's something you've put together that are like, oh, this shouldn't go together, but it's really good?
Peanut butter and banana, but no, that's like
that's
normal. That's like
pedestrian.
Peanut butter and I liked apple butter a lot in the day.
No.
That might be more of an East Coast thing, but no.
I mean, have you ever done, maybe this is kind of a stunt as well. It's not quite the same. I was going to say French fries in like a milkshake.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not a big fan of that.
I will do that.
I know people
I will do
who
that
love
on the
it.
Reg.
I'm not a big fan. I don't get
salty,
it.
Salty, sweet, crispy, smooth.
Yeah, but hot, cold.
Yeah. Oh, the third part of the trifecta.
No.
Yeah.
I don't like that. What else? Okay. I used to get this. Okay. We're going back to pizza. We used to get this pizza that was like meant to taste like a cheeseburger.
Okay.
Delicious. And I think the most divisive part of it was they chopped up pickles and spread them all over the pizza.
Yeah.
But that was like the best part.
Yeah.
A little
pickles
bit of like
divisive.
Sour.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of people avoided it because of the pickles.
Because of the pickles. You either like those on a cheeseburger or you don't. So for the pizza version of it. I mean, Stephanie, am I food basic?
No, because I've seen your food. I'm trying to think. The hard thing with you.
You've seen my food. You've seen so much of my food.
The thing is, you will put mayonnaise on just about everything. But I hesitate saying that's weird just because, like, condiments. Like, I would love to have a condiment probably with every meal. Now, I'm not going to choose mayonnaise as that condiment for every meal, but there is something about getting a little extra flavor, a little moistness. There's something
there. I'm not opposed.
But it is interesting that your choice is always mayonnaise.
Sometimes I'll go ketchup. Sometimes. If I want the acidity, I go ketchup. But
you know, you could mix those two. That makes a good sauce.
I have in the past. Yeah, I'm really struggling. Like I was looking through my phone just now because there's lots of photos of food on it. I mean,
have you ever had chili mac?
Chili mac?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, are you ready for this? This little maybe Midwestern, I don't know.
Okay.
You take a can of chili, you put it with your favorite mac and cheese box.
Okay.
Mix it together. Chili mac.
I mean, that makes sense, though.
I think it's a great meal. Like, I had this a lot in college. Wow, college, coming back. And now that I have a family, you know, you don't always want to go with the boxed canned stuff, right? Mm-hmm. And so I actually have a cookbook that has a recipe for basically chili mac, but more like you do put some fresh stuff in it.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, it's a very family-friendly meal.
Got some meat, got some starch, got some cheese.
Yes.
You could even sneak a vegetable or two in there.
Exactly. Exactly. So it does work well. Now, if I think back to the can of chili and the probably 99-cent box of mac and cheese, yeah, that might seem a bit odd, but somehow when I put like 20 ingredients that are basically those things in together, that makes me feel better about it.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
I mean, thinking through that example, I feel like the weird food combo needs to be a weird combo at any stage of quality of ingredients. Because if you use low quality stuff, you might think it's weird. You might not want to try it. But if it was high quality, you might go for it. There's a level of whatever. I feel like for it to be a weird combo, it's got to be weird up and down.
Okay.
Up and down. So I think, no, because this is like, I'll eat peanut butter just out of the jar.
Not weird.
Straight up. Not weird. Not weird. Not weird.
I did that the other night.
Yeah.
Scraping the bottom of the jar.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Even better if you get a spatula to lick it off.
Now I feel like I'm just admitting like weird things I've eaten in the last week. I don't know. Which aren't that weird. I don't think it's that weird. I don't know. Maybe I'm trying to give myself more credit for being weird than I actually am.
What was the thing?
I took a hamburger bun and put peanut butter on both sides and then sprinkled chocolate chips. Ate it like a sandwich.
See, why don't you send me photos of this? I want to celebrate this, Stephanie.
This is the stuff I don't want accountability on.
Yeah, but that's the fun stuff.
Yeah, it was really good.
Yeah, that's weird, and it sounds delicious.
It was. Yeah. It was really good.
Yeah, because that bread is the bread. That consistency of bread is going to go great with the peanut butter, and then you've got the crunch of the chocolate in there. I'm all for that.
It was a great dessert. It was great. Oh, so something, this again is kind of going back to our first. Something, again, I know that Chris is not usually into is having something very savory, maybe a double cut pork chop with a type of sauce, might be considered a sauce, that has like a fruit in it.
Ooh, I love that.
He's like, I don't want any fruit with my meat. None of that sweet stuff for the meat. Yeah, he's not into that. He thinks that's weird. I'm open to it.
Me too. I mean, this is the pineapple.
Yeah.
You have some amount of sweetness with the meat. the sweet meat.
All right. I don't know how to wrap up here, but maybe I'll think about it some more and then maybe we'll see if anything else comes up.
sweet mystery meat.
Are you already thinking of titles for this episode?
We can't make that the title.
We'll see.
We can.
Don't worry, we'll forget about it. Or I will. I'll forget about it. You have to listen.
I will not forget about it. Yeah, I think that's what we do. What I'm gonna do is I'm going to poll my family.
Oh. Ooh, outside opinions.
Say, hey, is there anything that we ate growing up that you knew was specific?
Or call it that people, you've told someone outside your family you ate this, and they were like, what?
Yeah. I'm really having a hard time thinking of something.
Maybe you didn't have anything. I don't know.
I mean, like, I definitely took chocolate sandwich cookies and wrapped them in cookie dough and submerged them in brownie batter and baked it.
That's just dessert. It's just dessert.
Yeah, I'm trying too hard. It's not weird.
Good foods that are all sweet, that go together, that are dessert.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Yeah. I just feel basic now.
You have to think of, like, okay, what did we eat for dinner growing up? And the thing is, maybe I have it easy because we had, like, a rotating selection of only 8 to 10 things, it felt like. And so, like, yeah, I got to see a lot of things over and over again.
I mean, the weirdest thing I can remember when you bring up the, like, kid food thing is open-faced ham and cheese sandwiches. My dad would put ham on bread, cheese on top, mm-hmm, toast it, mm-hmm, cut it into slices, yeah, dip it in ketchup.
Oh, ketchup. Okay.
I did not like mayonnaise as a kid.
It's your refined palate.
It's too refined as me as an adult.
See, I would have gone with mayo for the ham and cheese if I was going to dip.
Sounds delicious.
Ooh, you might have to try that this week. Okay, the ketchup throws me off. But I will say, watching my own kids grow up and being around other kids, nieces, nephews, there is a big sauce phase where they just have to have a sauce. Doesn't matter if the meal actually requires a sauce. They need the sauce. And most of the time, they just end up eating the sauce by itself. So now that makes sense. Your ketchup. That makes sense. Ketchup
it's
is a favorite.
The right age. Yeah.
Yep.
You know what it is. It tastes the same all the time. Yeah. If you like it, you're in. Why wouldn't I want more of what I like? Yeah.
That's so true. Because even I was thinking, okay, what's like the second sauce? And I would say ranch. But there's a wide variety of ranches out there. So
there is.
Yeah. Okay. Much more understandable, the ketchup.
But that's the first entree. That's the first step into mayonnaise. Because people, oh, how can you put mayonnaise on pizza? How could you put mayonnaise on French fries? Like, it's ranch. Ranch is mayonnaise. You like ranch because it's mayonnaise. Everyone.
I'm going to go ask Chris about that.
Because I would dip fries in ranch, pizza in ranch.
Absolutely.
Any cheese combo in ranch, why not? That's like the fun of having being forced to have salad with your pizza is you get to dip in.
You get the dipping, yeah.
Yeah. From the pizza bones. Oh, that crust.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that does necessitate some dip. I think.
Okay.
So get that mayonnaise jar out.
Okay, go ask your family what the weird thing was growing up and maybe report back. Okay. If something comes up.
And then I think about what weird foods I've been eating that you've seen. Mm-hmm. Again, just scroll through your text messages. Yeah, when I text you later, it's very often food.
Almost exclusively. All right. Calling it quits. Thank you. That was a fun conversation. Thomas, I'm sure I've said this before, and it showed up again in this conversation. So I would like to reiterate that I appreciate how you take something in, you think about it, and then you like stay open. Mm. You know, you did judge up front, and not too much further along the road, you were like, okay, it might work. So it's very nice of you to be open-minded.
Stephanie, that's very kind of you to say. I appreciate you saying that. I also appreciate your patience as I have gotten more open-minded. Hmm. I did not start like that. That judgment at the very beginning, that's where I started. That's what I'm best at. So it's taken a lot to get to that open spot. I want to appreciate you showing up and having a whole conversation about a weird thing. That's not a weird thing. That's also a weird thing. It's harder to do than it sounds.
I'm really trying to break stigmas here.
Yeah. And as a result, I'm gonna try some butter, cinnamon, sugar rice. Actually, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna poll my family about weird foods.
Yes.
I'm going to make some butter, cinnamon, sugar rice, and I'm going to record myself eating it. Not like that. I'm going to try it. I'm going to try it so that you can hear the reaction.
Okay.
Of this.
Oh, wow.
And then, send that to you and have you respond to it. We'll see. I'll see if I can find some weird combo. If there's a genuine weird combo,
yeah,
I'll send that to you. And that'll be our back and forth for next
Perfect.
Time. Wow. Planning out our stuff right here. Stephanie. Yeah. I appreciate you bringing this topic. I think sometimes I remember last long episode where I brought my weird fashion choice.
Oh, yes.
yeah, and you have to be vulnerable to do that. And you saw the judgment for me. You were patient with me through that judgment till I got to a place that was better. And
to be honest, I thought you would be on my side. You seem to be more on Chris's side. Hey, you know what? Gotta be
that was
true
the,
to yourself,
that was
I guess.
The reaction.
Well, thank you. You will text me later.
I will text you later. I'll send you a photo of what I am going to eat. it will be sort of normal.
We'll see.
Because I eat the same thing every morning.
Yeah, pretty much.
So, pretty much a similar. Morning is not usually my wild card meal.
No mystery meat.
None of that sweet mystery meat. Sweet, sweet mystery meat.
All right. Adios.
Devil cut you later.
Oh, that was good. You know what, Thomas?
What, Stephanie?
I had a lot of fun today. It was a lot of laughs. Mm. And you know what? I bet other people would laugh at this.
They might.
I mean, hopefully with us, not exactly at us. Let's not get into that. But what's fun is to share this with friends and let them be able to share in the laughter as well.
Yeah. Also, ask those friends what weird food combo.
Of course.
Like, that's what I'm most interested in.
Send it to us, please.
Ooh, we have an email address.
There is some email in the...
Right there in the description, yeah, of this podcast that you're listening to. It works. It does work. Confirm.
Yay. Go share. And we want to hear weird food combos. Maybe we'll make a part two. Ooh.
Ooh.
We'll see.
A second course, a second helping.
Okay, thanks for listening.
Sorry. Thanks for listening. I'm thinking of titles.
Bye.
I'll stop.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. I still don't know what to do.
We never will. That's the fun. That's the fun of it.